The people in Bennington who've been dealing with contaminated water are starting to get frustrated with the state's ability to find a long-term solution to their problem. About 270 private wells are contaminated with the industrial chemical PFOA, and the state installed carbon filters in each home as a stopgap measure. But the filters affect the water pressure, and as long as the contaminated water runs through the pipes, there's little chance of selling a home for its full value. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman checked in with some families in Bennington, and he has this report.
In the toilet, I'm doing the same thing. And the toilet fills up. There we go. So, you know, you can see the jump.
This really isn't the way John Camilio expected to be spending his retirement years. The carbon filtration system to remove PFOA affects the water pressure. So if the washing machine's running, the shower will slow down. And when guests stay over, well, you just have to wait in line. The state says Saint-Gobain, the company that's suspected of polluting the water, should pay for a $30 million municipal waterline extension to the homes with contaminated wells. But talks between the two sides have been difficult and have yet to yield a settlement. Camilio and his wife have been living with the filtered water for about a year now, and he's ready for a resolution.
The long-term solution is municipal water. That's what virtually everyone wants. They want municipal water. But if we don't hear something within, you know, by the end of April here, there are going to be a lot of people upset.
The state of Vermont says PFOA is dangerous above the level of 20 parts per trillion, but the federal government and Saint-Gobain use a level of 70 parts per trillion. So if Vermont accepted the higher federal standard, about a third of the homes would be taken off the list because they'd fall below that federal standard. The project, in turn, would be far easier and cheaper because the houses with higher PFOA readings are mostly clustered near the old factory. Julie Moore is Vermont's Secretary of Natural Resources, and she says the state isn't willing to budge on the health standard.
We are approaching the negotiations that 20 is our standard, and we are sticking to that. And up until the courts tell us that they don't agree with our approach, we think our science is sound, and that is the right number to be protective of human health.
Construction season is short in Vermont, and state officials hope to start work in the spring, whether or not there was a settlement agreement in place with Saint-Gobain. But now Moore says if work is started before a settlement's in place, then it would be much harder to get Saint-Gobain to pay if the state has to sue the company following unsuccessful settlement talks.
We are continuing to do everything we can to get shovels in the ground this year and remain optimistic that is still a possibility. But to be blunt, if Saint-Gobain walks away from the settlement negotiations, it may not be possible for us to complete the investigation we need to complete to ensure that the polluter will ultimately pay and have shovels in the ground this year.
Moore says she knows people in Bennington are frustrated, and she says the state's also running out of patience. If the two sides can't reach a settlement soon and Saint-Gobain refuses to pay for the waterline extension, then she says the state will break off talks and consider a lawsuit against the company to recoup costs associated with the project. In Bennington, folks like Jim Sullivan think it's time to make some decisions.
What I would like to see, and what I think a lot of people would like to see, is just a drop-dead date. You know, we're the affected parties, and, you know, everybody's very, very anxious to find out where things are and when things might move forward. You know, it's like, is Saint-Gobain going to pay for these waterline extensions or not? I don't want to presuppose that they're going to pay or they're not going to pay. We just want a decision.
Sullivan has had some leaking issues with the filter system, and he still doesn't like to consume the filtered water. Even his dogs have been living on bottled water. Saint-Gobain's paying for the water and for the filter maintenance, but Sullivan says the whole thing is just a big hassle.
It's been a year. It's getting old already for a lot of reasons. We still don't drink the water. We don't fully trust the system.
A spokeswoman for Saint-Gobain says the company knows about the water pressure issues. And she said they were, quote, engaged in negotiations and encouraged by the progress that was being made. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.